We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible at this time and follow with us as we do a study from Acts chapter 8. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson about the outreach of the early church. And on this program, when we're talking about the early church, we're not talking about the church within the first 500 years of its establishment or even 200 years, but we're talking about that church that we read about in the New Testament itself. And so the outreach of the early church and what we can learn from them on how we can reach out to others so that they too can enjoy all the blessings and benefits of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in particularly, in just a moment, we're going to be looking at that important subject of conversion. Now, while you're turning to Acts chapter 8, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson that was actually written for the Sundays of December the 9th, 1923, by a preacher that was known as E.A. Elam. Let's go back to this lesson. We're talking about Philip, the evangelist, and his preaching. And we read in Acts chapter 8, 12 and 13, that when they believed Philip preaching the good tidings concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You see, we read in Acts chapter 8, and verse 5, that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them Christ. And we know what he proclaimed. We know what he preached. He preached the kingdom of God. He preached the name of Jesus Christ. And he preached baptism for both men and women. In the various cases of conversion recorded in the book of Acts, it is stated, as in this case, that the people heard, believed, and were baptized. Now, between belief and baptism is repentance. And so if they believed and were baptized, then of course it means that they also repented. Let me read to you some text along that line. Acts chapter 9 and verse 5, where Paul said, after he had seen this vision of the Lord on the road to Damascus, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, but arise, enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but beholding no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. And they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. But then we read in Acts chapter 9, verses 17 and 18, "And Ananias departed and entered into the house, and laying his hand on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared unto thee by the way which thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes as it were scales, and he received his sight. And he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened." You see that difference in going without eat nor drink and now taking food and strengthened? Oh, he had repented. He was sorry he had been persecuting the church and resolved to go another way when he learned what he must do. And Ananias, telling him what to do, he responded. He was baptized, and now he felt like eating again. There's another text on this. Acts chapter 10, verses 38 through 43, and then I'll read to you verse 48, where Peter went into the household of Cornelius, and he's preaching Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and whom they slew, hanging him on a tree. God raised him up the third day and gave him to be made manifest, not to all people, but unto witnesses that were chosen before of God, even to us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he charged us to preach unto the people and to testify that this is he who is ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead, to bear all the prophets witness that through his name every one that believeth shall receive remission of sins. Well, it is certain that Cornelius and his household believed. They even received the Spirit and were praising God. A certain gift of the Spirit that they might be able to speak with tongues. And so we read down in Acts chapter 10 in verse 48 that Peter, it says, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Between their belief and their baptism, they had repented. Let me read you another account. This one found in Acts chapter 16, verses 13 and 15, and then I'll read verses 31 and 33. But we read that it was on the Sabbath day. We went forth without the gate by riverside, where we supposed was a place of prayer. We sat down and spake unto the women that were come together. Now, we're talking about Paul and his company going into the city of Philippi, where there was no synagogue. And so in Acts chapter 16 and verse 14, we read this. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed to the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. I want you to notice what happened here. First, she heard them. And what she heard was the way that the Lord opened her heart, giving heed to those things which were spoken by Paul. When we read about Jesus Christ and hear about him and how he came in his lowliness and how he suffered and died on the cross for us and how he was so good and so loved of his Father, such things open our hearts. And when our hearts are open, we gladly receive the word and we'll want to be baptized just as Lydia did. See, she did not know about Jesus, but when she knew, then she resolved she was going to be a disciple of Christ. That was her repentance. And so upon repentance then, she decided she would be baptized into Christ. Now we read again Acts chapter 16. And I'm going to begin this time reading about verse 31. And this had to do after, while Paul was still in Philippi, he was put into a jail. And he was there about midnight with Silas. And it says in Acts chapter 16 and verse 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer, being roused out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for lights, and sprang in, trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And he brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Here is this jailkeeper, hearing from Paul and Silas, and seeing this miracle that had taken place. All the evidence was there for him to believe, and his heart was obviously opened. And so all Paul had to do was teach him. And he taught him about Jesus, and he believed. You know, we read in the beginning of this account that he had initially thrust them into the inner prison and bound their feet in stocks. But now, he believed. He believed for the very reasons that they had been cast into prison in the first place. And instead of binding their feet in stocks, here's the evidence of their repenting. He washed their stripes, and then was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And so, we have another example of a man that hearing and believed, repented, and was baptized. Let me read another account that we have in this book of Acts, and these are so interesting and instructive for us, so that we might know what we need to do to be saved. This one found in Acts chapter 18, and it's just in one verse. And this has to do with what happened in the city of Corinth. It says that Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Isn't that simple? Acts 18 and verse 8. Now the repentance there is not stated, but it is implied. Else if they had not repented and changed their minds based on what they believed, why would they have been baptized into Christ? And so hearing, they believed, and they repented, and they were baptized. Let's look at one more. Acts chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. And now we're in that ancient city of Ephesus. And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Jesus. Now notice this. When they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't you see the pattern here of hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, and responding to the gospel with repentance and baptism? Now this shows that in preaching Jesus, as it says in verse 5, that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them the Christ. In preaching Christ, Philip taught the people to believe in Jesus and to be baptized. No one can preach Jesus today without preaching all Philip and the apostles preached. The people were not baptized before they believed, but because they believed. They had not believed in Jesus, they would not have been baptized, both men and women. Interesting, isn't it? It says nothing there about infants being baptized. It says men and women, those who had heard and had exercised their intellect in understanding and believing and their will in repentance, were then baptized. They believed and acted on their own faith and their responsibility. Now that is exactly what we need to do. And these conversion accounts are given to us as a pattern. Don't trust a preacher telling you what to do to be saved when you can read in your Bible itself what they did. And if we will preach what they preach and do what they did, we will be what they were. And they were Christians.